Ars Electronica, 2005, in Linz.
Well, the last chance to see the crazy hybrid creatures at Ars Electronica in Linz. It's the final day today. That's why we said it's the last chance. Gerlinde Lang is at the Bruckner House, and she met a robot that has a cockroach for a brain.
Mm.
Did she send us this stuff?
Well, that's more than we can say anyway.
I was going to say, whatever she's been drinking, we want plenty of it. Gerlinde, meeting a robot that has a cockroach as a brain.
I mean, we've gone with herds. And what we have here is, I think, a cyborg.
Yeah, you could call it that. It's part biological and part mechanical.
And any way you've found a special use for cockroaches?
A giant Madagascan hissing cockroach is sort of the control center of deciding where this large robot moves around on the floor. So it's sort of like a vehicle for insect.
How does the cockroach control this robot?
It sits on top of a ball in a special kind of harness, kind of sort of seat belt thing, and it runs on top of the ball, and as it runs, it makes the robot move. If the cockroach turns to the left, the robot moves to the left, and if the cockroach turns to the right, the robot moves to the right.
But what makes the cockroach move? A piece of cheese or sugar?
That is actually quite tricky, because the insects normally usually stay still. So a problem that I have with this robot is that sometimes the cockroach will just stay still. When there's hundreds of people standing looking around at it, it will just stop. And sometimes it runs around in circles like crazy and smashes into the wall and will do all sorts of things. So it's quite unpredictable.
Why did you choose to use a cockroach? I mean, why did you use an insect?
What happens when you put an insect as the control center for a robot is that you end up with something that's very different than if you'd have a computer controlling it. You end up with something that's unpredictable, has unexpected behaviors, that varies widely between different insects that are on the system. And by the way, I have about 6 different insects that are able to drive the machine. Each character has a very, very different personality in how it operates the machine. I think what you end up revealing a little bit is the difference between something that's biological and something that's computational.
So today is the last day of Ars Electronica. You can check a look at the program on our website, fmfear.orf.at, where the Digital Underground team are telling their stories from the Festival of Digital Arts.